This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been looking at the prayer of Jabez and the priestly blessing in the Old Testament. Let's take it one step further. Compare Jesus' high priestly prayer in John 17 with the prayer of Jabez and the priestly blessing. Such cross-referencing and comparing often enrich our understanding of God's Word. In John 17, 1 through 5, Jesus is essentially asking the Father to bless him by glorifying him again with the glory they shared before the world began. Most of the prayer is for his disciples and those who would believe after them. As he prayed for them, he asked that the impact of his life might be magnified through their lives and efforts. That would be equivalent to praying that his territory might be enlarged. As he prayed for the disciples, he asked the Father to sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. This, together with his promise in the Great Commission that he would be with them until the end, would be like having his hand on them. He also promised them he would send the Holy Spirit to be with them, so they would never be on their own. Then there is his request, Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, and protect them from the evil one. This would correspond to keep me from harm. So what Jesus was praying for himself and his followers encompasses what Jabez prayed and what is declared in the priestly blessing. This again illustrates the importance of praying with the Bible as your guide and the basis of your assurance and blessing. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.